We're here. The president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community is in the building. Ramona Shelburne is here as well, fresh off of an NBA Daily appearance. We have food that Momo brought. We have Mama Momo is feeding people. I've got my new mic poof that nobody else here has.
Is that what it is? It's a poof?
It says ESPN Radio on it. I got that from headquarters, a.k.a. Connecticut, which will lead to a discussion we have to have later. It was very cold. Also, the Lakers do not look good. We're going to get to that, but we have to talk about some in-house stuff, which is most important, which was the MegaCast. I turned on my internet yesterday when I was getting ready to watch the Grizzlies and the Lakers face off, and I see a bunch of faces looking like a pick-me screen from GoldenEye back in the day. I'm like a bunch of heads in the thing, popping around. I was like, what's going on over here? Now, Momo had stepped out during this particular segment that I saw, but I saw that Mace... Were you guys all here?
They were all here.
You guys were all here.
In the conference room.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering
because Pizza Hut.
I saw people filtering into other people's shots.
Yeah.
Hands were coming up in other things. And I was like, okay, they must all be in the same room.
Yep.
But I understand, Momo, that you were the star of the show.
Was I?
What was the experience like? We'll get to the Lakers later. What was the experience like and how much fun did you have?
Well, I don't know. If there's something happens when you go home and you're a little looser. You know, you're like, I'm a little loose today. And I was going to do the show from my bedroom because I can lock that door. And then the three-year-old isn't going to bust in the whole time.
Right.
But the internet wasn't so good in there. We were all pixelated. So I was like, well, I can't really have the – I have the game on in the bedroom. There's a TV in there, but there's no TV in the office where the better internet is.
Okay.
So I went in the office and I was like, well, I know you guys are going to keep me updated on the game, but I'm just going to use what I have here. And
okay,
what I had.
I didn't realize that part of the situation.
Right.
I didn't realize you were not.
Everybody's like,
watching.
Why are you showing off your high school yearbook?
Okay.
So I was in the office and they weren't really talking about the game either. You guys weren't really saying much.
Well, we were trying, and then, you know, like we learned that you have a Devin George bobblehead.
Yeah, so I was like, well, let me just use what I have in this office.
Show off the stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I got some cool sports memorabilia.
Okay.
And I was like, I think everybody is always a fan of obscure bobbleheads. And my aunt, who was like the biggest Laker fan I've ever met, she had collected bobbleheads her whole life. She passed away about 10 years ago, but she gave me her bobblehead collection.
Oh, bequeathed.
Yes, bequeathed. And I was like, I mean, when's the last time you've seen a Devin George bobblehead?
What do you mean
Did
last
you know
time?
They exist?
How about that would be the first time.
Yes, yeah. And I was like, I think Laker fans need to see this.
Wow.
I mean, these are from the vault.
Yes, literally.
From the vault, okay?
Man.
And then I was like, well, and Mace says, what else you got in that office of yours? And I was like, I don't know, let me go see. So I started looking the bookshelves, and there's some, like, you know, there's some boxing gloves, there's some basketballs from cool places.
Sure.
But I was like, high school yearbook.
See,
that sounds fun.
So Greg mentioned this before the show.
It was amazing.
He said Momo started going into our high school yearbooks and reading what people wrote.
I was like, you want to read some comments?
That's a dangerous game.
We learned what Sean wanted to say to
her.
Oh,
that was great. Hey.
What were the highlights?
I think one of them, I mean, I was looking through for the funny ones.
Okay.
But the funniest one was, I think it was Sean Fishman, but there was like 8 Seans. So
A lot of Seans
in that West End Fernando Valley in the late 90s. Okay.
Shocking the last name was Fishman in the Valley.
Yeah, it's shocking, right? So he read something like, hey, Ramona, I think you were in my reg room for the last 6 years. That's awesome.
Wow.
Like, you are and what did he say? A dope?
Yeah, it was something like that.
It's I also, can't say it on air.
Okay.
So the athlete or whatever.
Right.
I think it's awesome that you're good at sports.
Were like, you like cool in high school?
I was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
I was kind of like a dork.
But like you were
But
popular.
Like I was an athlete too. So
people liked
it undid the dorkiness.
Right.
And then I also was like, I was like the.
You're still cool, by the way.
Yeah,
yes.
I was still cool.
I mean,
like,
obviously.
I was also like, okay, like I wasn't trying to be one of the like popular girls.
Right.
And so, but the thing is that when you try to be one of the popular girls, you're kind of like mean.
Yeah.
So I was like popular. I actually didn't have like a huge friend group in high school, but I almost kind of had this above it all thing because I was just playing sports all the time.
You weren't going to play the mean girl game.
Yeah, I didn't play the mean girl game.
Right.
So like finally by my senior year, people appreciated me. But like, you know, sophomore, freshman year.
You were just some kid playing
I was just
softball.
Some
right.
tomboy, you know.
Exactly.
I was kind of like, I didn't dress all that cute. You know? I was like jeans and a t-shirt every day.
Right. No, I get it. I can't imagine what my life would be like if I went back and read yearbooks and just like tracked them in my mind.
It's amazing. People still left their phone numbers.
Wow.
And they would say K-I-T.
Remember that?
K-I-T. But the highlight was clearly that I went to high school with Tiffany Haddish. And
oh,
she's
right.
in the grade below me. So I have the yearbook with her picture in it, too.
Okay, she's
But
funny.
Nobody else was excited by that as me.
Well, that's...
I was like, you guys want to see Tiffany Haddish?
Too bad for y'all.
Mace was not having that one. Ooh, Tiffany Haddish. Wow, okay.
Mace
thanks.
Not a Tiffany Haddish fan?
No, I think he
she's
is.
She's hilarious.
She's so funny.
Mace just has this way about his... When he talks, especially when he talks to Momo, it's just very just like... Oh, just like leading her on. Just like, just like pressing her to keep going further
But you know what? He loves to make me look like Snooty Stanford Girl.
Yeah,
or
right. That's
also
a big part
like,
of his
MO. Ooh, name dropper. Ooh, you're so famous.
When in
right?
reality, like, we all know that Mace is the number one
yes.
name dropper of all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At this station.
And he's just mad that he didn't go to high school with a famous person. Right?
That's what happened.
In mommy high school.
I mean, like, where was he going to, you know, come on, man.
By the way, I knew 100% that there was no way Steve Mason was showing up on a Friday when Jorge kind of incentivized him to do the mega cast from here.
Right.
I was like, these are past Mason hours.
Too much time in
Way
the studio.
Past his hours.
It's like he needs his ice bath. He needs his bake time. He needs his donuts. Like, he's not going to get home till 9 o'clock. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a late night.
There's no way he's coming in the morning.
He lost his mythical money, too. So
oh, no.
Down to $1,000 after we gave him money.
What? He already lost it?
Yeah.
On what?
He bet on the Lakers.
Lakers -4. He took it.
Wow.
Don't give him any more money.
No, it's not going
to
work.
He's down to $1,000 again.
That is sad. He already lost his mythical money.
Mason in Ireland, Clint Yates, Ramona Shelburne. Okay. So the Lakers played last night. Not a great game at the FedEx Forum that we're looking at on Spectrum now. You likened this team to one of the things that we're going to talk about a little bit more, but you said they just have bad habits.
Yeah.
That they don't change. And quickly before you get to that, I want to say this. Like, I've been talking about this for a while, Greg, which is you don't know, even when they get together, how high the ceiling is going to be. And that's not because of each guy or even comparing them to themselves. It's about the other opponents in the league. There's a lot of good teams in the West, teams that have improved, younger teams that have gelled more. The Grizzlies are a great example of that, and they didn't even have their two best players. So, look. We can talk all day about what this is and what that means, but the ultimate thing for me is that, like, Laker fans might have to readjust what they think the ceiling is in terms of the regular season achievement level is of this team, because this is where age comes into play. It's not that when you're doing your best, you can't achieve at the highest level. It's that you can't do that every night. That's not possible, whether it's because they can't get their rotations right, because guys are out for this, that, and a third. It just means that the average level of consistency is too low to be dependable, Momo.
So I'm not going to ask you how old you are.
I'm 40 years old. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Okay, my goodness.
That's yeah, exactly.
I'm 42, and there are things that I used to be able to do in my 20s and 30s that I can no longer do.
Right.
And it was a very hard lesson because so much of my self-esteem and my self-concept was tied into, oh, man, if I need to pull out that sword, I'm going to pull it all night.
Right.
I can do that. I can do that. You know I can pull it off. I'm going to stay up all night.
Right.
And I would say to my editor, I was like, don't worry. You'll have that story when you wake up in the morning. Don't you worry about that.
This is a
go to bed.
This is a glimpse into the mirror.
No, and like, you know, like I get hyped, right?
Right.
I get competitive about it, right? I'm like, it's 2 a.m. I haven't even started yet. Let's go. Let's go. I'm going to pull that off. And you know what? In my 20s and 30s, I could do that. And then every time you do it, you finish up. And in the morning, you hold your hand. You shoot the ball.
Right.
You hold your hand up high. And you're like, I did that.
Kobe. Yep.
Boom. Made it. Guess what happens in your 40s? It hits about 4. And you're like, oh, man.
What was I thinking?
And I was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? If I lay down here for 10 minutes.
You start parceling out
minutes. I'm going to just lay down on the couch for 10 minutes, and I'm going to just try to do it. And I'm going to pull this out. But I have to set my alarm because I really might sleep the whole night if I don't. So I set the alarm. So I do it for like 10 minutes. And sometimes I can do that 10 to 20 minute like power nap and get a little extra juice. But the truth is, the only way I'm going to get any more juice is to go outside and run around when it's cold. And do some jumpy jacks. That's the only way I'm going to get some juice. And it's only going to last for another 45 minutes because I'm old now.
Right.
Like, you can't do these things anymore. And when you are great, like the Laker old guys are, all-time great. LeBron James, all-time
Correct.
Great. Going to be 37 this month. 37.
You know?
Not old, but NBA years old.
NBA years old and NBA seasons old, too.
Mellow. NBA old. Okay?
Borderline ancient at this point.
Dwight Howard, NBA old.
Yeah.
Like, these are really good players. I have a tremendous amount of respect for them, and I do think that they can be great when they need to be great at the end. But over an 82-game season, as you say, you can't just always snap your fingers and say, be great.
Not at all. And last night was a great example of that, too, because there were times they were hanging in there, Greg. You thought, okay, they're in striking distance. Then it was like, oh, actually, never mind. There go two wide open dunks in the lane, and this thing is back wide open again.
So do you ever see those young kids, though? Like, when you're old and you're, like, trying to, like, get it going, you're like, you know, I got experience, though. Like, I got experience. I can pull this off.
I tapped out of that game a long time ago.
And then you see those young kids, and they're, like, up at 6:30 and prepping, and you're like, oh, come on. Making me look bad,
this
man.
Is like,
don't reply to that producer email at 6:45 in the morning.
To be
I'm
fair,
not up yet.
As a morning person, this is where I do the experience. I get started
first. I know your thing.
That's what I do. I get started first, then I go back. I told you this.
I
go back to bed. I get up first thing in the morning, handle my emails, go back to bed. It's like NBAers taking naps in the middle of the afternoon. The Lakers need to sound the alarm and admit that they need old guy habits in order to win basketball games and not just roll out the balls and think they're going to get the spring back, Greg.
This is why I'm a little bit worried about tonight's game against Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's a very young team, just like Memphis, very young team that just runs around. They move the ball around. That's not what this team does well. They don't defend well for those types of teams. Look what happened against Memphis last night. They kind of got blown out at the end. Yeah, they did. Okay, fine. They got blown out at the end.
I think that the Lakers were going to win this game.
I mean, it was close. So they were down by, what, 6, 7, 8 at halftime, and then they came back and they took the lead because they started off the third quarter well. But then all of a sudden you have these young guys running around, diving after loose balls, doing all the little things that this team doesn't do anymore because they can't get on the ground because they're all 45 years old.
So they can't get on the ground. It's just not worth it.
It's just
like you do that calculus. Like,
getting back up is the hard part.
Yeah, or like the potential of like the risk reward of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I could hurt an elbow.
No, I agree. And I'm not knocking.
I could hurt it. I could bang my chin.
I'm
I could mace plant.
I'm not knocking any particular player. This is not about that. This is about we're just looking at the totality of the roster construction.
Yeah.
This is the reality. It shows up in things like offensive rebounds and turnovers. I'm going to read a tweet from our friend, Andy Kamenetsky. He wrote, to put the Lakers' issues with points off turnovers in perspective, this was last night, the Grizzlies gave up 21 points off turnovers, which is a lot. And the Lakers still beat them out in that regard with 27 total turnovers.
Yeah. They had 22 turnovers and 27 points off.
Yeah. And so
it's
like,
a lot.
It's a lot. Those are hustle plays that in between the margins, you're like, well, if you lose that battle and you're not lighting it up from the field, you're going to get popped. Just saying. How are those fries, Jorge?
Very good, man.
Momo. Oh, don't make him do that.
That's the answer we were looking for. I just wanted everybody to know that Momo really did bring
everybody
food.
Up.
This
See,
is
Jorge
like the
mega
cast last
fries.
Night. We're all just eating on camera.
Jorge
on
ate for like an hour straight.
I did. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? Momo's asking, are you guys eating polite or just, I'm like, I'm eating the way I eat, man. I don't care.
you're on screen.
All right, so by the way, we've got something coming up later in the show. It's the 710 ESPN 12 Days of Christmas. Keep listening for Santa Slee. I'm looking at Santa Slee right now.
No, if you look at it, turn stone.
Keep listening for Santa Slee to come down.
It's like Medusa.
Your chimney. When you do, be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN for your chance to pick a box underneath the 710 Christmas tree.
It talks? Yeah, it talks.
Oh, God. You could win tickets or suite passes to the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, Lakers Christmas Day suite passes, two night stays at Hannah's Resort SoCal, WWE Friday Night SmackDown tickets, or two night stays at Fantasy Springs. By the way, we have a question for you. I want to ask you guys something. 877-710-ESPN separately. Does this Laker team have any all-stars right now?
This is the talking tree.
Oh, my God. Not only does it talk, but its eyebrows and mouth move.
Don't
like
look at it. You're going to turn to stone. Don't look at it. Don't look at it, Clinton.
877-710-ESPN. That's the question. This Laker team, they got any all-stars right now? Not sure about that. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's Mason in Ireland. Clinton Yates and Ramona Shelburne on ESPN.
And this weird tree.
Mason. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
In Ireland, Clinton Yates, Ramona Shelburne. Here on a Friday, having a great time.
Reminder, yeah, we are, right?
Yeah, reminder, by the way, the lie of the day. is coming up. You can get a Vote for Jorge shirt. He's wearing one right now.
You know who's going to tell the lie this
Molly, you're telling the lie.
It's me.
Yes.
I raised my hand real fast for
She said, on the pre-show text, which we do every day, I said, I don't have any plans to lie today to Greg. Momo just goes, I'll lie.
I will lie.
Right off the top. So that was good.
She loves to lie.
It's fun. You know why? I always tell weird stories anyway.
Right. So if you
so then you just add, yeah.
Why not? 877-710-ESPN. We're talking about the Lakers laid an egg against the Grizzlies yesterday. And I had a question. At this point of the game, and I mean at this point of the season. Now, the reason why this question is important, Momo, is because there's been a games played issue. That's really what it comes down to. We all know that LeBron, at the top of his game, is an all-star. He's averaging something crazy. You know, I mean, his averages are great. But hasn't played in a lot of games this year, necessarily. AD, underwhelming at best. Russell Westbrook, I don't think, is in that conversation, and I don't think that Carmelo is either. 877-710-ESPN. Mo, in San Diego, what are your thoughts?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I would still say AD is probably that, just looking at the West. Teams getting off to a little bit of a slow start. His numbers are there. But I want to echo what you guys were talking about. I've been trying to call in about this. The Lakers are hurting. To me, actually, at first I thought it was defense, but actually they are so inefficient on offense.
Yep.
And it's like, what is their game plan? And they turn the ball over. The floor balance is bad. They don't have a system that they're running, and that's what they figured. They thought that because they had the stars, they could figure that out, and they don't have it. And when they play teams like OKC or Memphis is down, teams that will hustle and play defense and play for loose balls, they're turning it over because they don't have a system. What are they doing on offense to make sure that they're running a smooth system, and it's hurting them on defense even because of the transition? I figured it out when I was looking at the game last night. I'm like, what is Russ doing right now? Where is he going? Even LeBron is like, they don't have a purpose to make the defense do anything, to manipulate the defense, and it's causing them to play inefficient, and it's wasting energy that they don't have because they're all in their 30s.
Thanks for the phone call, Mo. I appreciate it. That's a good point, though. The inefficiency has other effects on the team that are not just non-made buckets. You know what I mean? That waste, that's an excellent point. Good phone call, Mo. That wasted energy becomes a thing when you're playing against young squads that, A, have more spring, and B, for lack of a better term, I hate to say this, have more motivation because they're playing against the Lakers. This is a real element. There is still very much a target on the back mentality. I think for some of these squads that go up against the Lakers, they get their best games, you know? And that's something that I'm not saying, look, people can argue about systems left and right and what Vogel is doing or not doing. But to me, this is a player's issue.
Yep.
You got to make more shots. You got to play better defense. And you got to get it on the floor, as they like to say.
Well, I mean, when you watch them play, there doesn't – like against Boston, I felt like they were flying around the floor.
Yeah.
They had some purpose. They had some intentionality. Like they were doing things within a system for a specific reason because that's what they were being told to do or decided to do themselves, right? And – this game against Memphis, like, not really.
No.
No, they were just out there playing. And when you're just out there playing, you're on your heels. You're not setting the tone. You're not making the other team react to you. You're reacting to them. And I feel like there's only been a few games this year where you were like, oh, the Lakers are imposing their will.
No.
They're doing their thing. I don't even think they know what their thing is yet.
That's the issue. You know what I'm saying? Is that we talked about all this time. You mentioned this. I believe I heard you on the air yesterday talking about, or on the Megacast yesterday talking about this. Starting the preseason, they win a game. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it was like, well, you might want to figure something out because at the end of the day, you got to win something. Anyway, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Andre in Highland Park, who do you have right now as an all-star on this Los Angeles Lakers team?
I mean, well, To look at it, I mean, your question is right now if we have all-stars. I mean, obviously, we do. You know, LeBron, Westbrook, AD, you know, even Melo's been kind of hot. But, I mean, because there's teams out there that, you know, have way worse records. Like, let's say last year when the Pelicans were horrible and Brandon Ingram was an all-star, you know, so if your question is if we have an all-star who's actually going to be an all-star, then, I mean, the question is obvious, yes.
Well, no, hold on, Andre. Look, my question is, if you couldn't see the names of the players and you just looked at the numbers and the stats and the win totals of the teams, do you still think you would be voting for a LeBron, an AD, or a Westbrook, as you mentioned? Because I don't. That's what I'm saying, is that the name recognition is a different thing than the production at this particular point of the season.
I mean, All-Star Game, isn't it like a popularity contest either way?
Yes,
I mean,
that's a different matter, though, than whether or not it's the collection of the best players. You see what
like,
I'm saying?
Like, for real, I think LeBron is going to get it on the fan vote because he always gets it on the fan vote, almost regardless of how many games he plays.
Sure.
I don't know that Anthony Davis will, because look who else is in the West. There's Rudy Gobert, and there's Nikola Jokic. You going to beat those guys out in the
Probably
front
not.
Court? Probably not.
No,
but really, then there's Westbrook in the West. In the West, he's going to beat Steph Curry.
No.
Is he going to beat Devin Booker, Chris Paul, like Donovan Mitchell? I mean, I could just keep naming guards that I think will be All Stars this year, and maybe not Russ.
Right.
And
thanks for the phone call, Andre.
And that's a fan vote. Then you go down to the coaches. On the coaches' vote, I don't know either.
You know, and it's not what
LeBron's in though.
Right, and I'm not trying to say that for some shock value headline. It's just a reflection of where this team is. Nobody's really taken the lead in terms of, or two or three people haven't taken the lead in terms of exactly what you said, some intentionality to what they do. They're kind of running around. You know?
Mace wasn't loving my intentionality riff the other day.
Really?
Intentionality. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
He was like, look, did you get that from Oprah? I'm like, yes, I did.
First of all, no. I mean, secondly, intentionality is a big part of life as far as I'm concerned. If I'm not convinced that you actually care to do it yourself, I don't feel as invested in doing it with you. That's a teammate. You know what I'm saying?
Like, intentionality is I am going through life according to what I want to do and my plan and how these things fit in.
Yes.
And I can react to things as they come up, but I'm mostly focused with my eye on the prize or what I want to do. Or what fits into the big scope of my life and how I'm doing things. Yes, I did get that from Oprah and her Cirque du Soleil conversations.
Okay.
Because I get everything from Oprah.
Noted.
Okay, I'm still one of those.
We don't have a name up here for line one, Greg. So, all right. Anyway. So, I mean, that's part of it. It's like, what's the goal? What are you getting to? Plan your work your plan. There does not appear to be much of a plan that they are working, and that work is not executed.
Well, and I don't think they don't look like they're having a lot of fun out there.
That's more your read than mine. What are you hearing in terms of that sort of thing?
Yeah, I talking to somebody the other day. Said there's no joy. I mean, that's
unfortunate.
That's not a good statement. That's not a good statement about a team
that
has championship expectations. And it's also very different than the bubble team, than the 2020 team that won. That team loves each other.
That team, and they were the best gelled team in the bubble. That was where the leadership took on a little different role in terms of how it affected them positively. And you can say that, like, oh, they're only a bubble team. Well, they still won it. You know what I mean? And I think at some point here, you got to start looking at this as to whether or not, you know, when LeBron first came, y'all were talking about 2, 3, 4 rings, Greg being funny. But I was like, listen, if you get one, all right, be happy about it. And I don't know that 2 looks like it's that. You know, that light at the end of the tunnel, Greg, is not necessarily – it's pretty dim.
This is why I'm so upset with the way that this roster is constructed, is because of what you just said, Momo, is that in the bubble, that everybody loved everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so – and you start just pushing off pieces to bring in Russell Westbrook, to bring in Malik Monk, to bring in Wayne Ellington. And you're starting all brand new, all over again, and now you're having to rebuild this chemistry that was so great. And I know everybody hates hearing about how Caruso left, but that was a huge difference of this
major
team.
Major difference.
Yeah, well, KCP too.
Alex Caruso was the guy that was on the floor every single time he was on.
He was exactly the guy that
he got that, and he brought that to Chicago, too, and he's doing that all over himself as a two-way player in Chicago. And if he would have been doing that here, some of those loose balls that you saw last night against a bad Memphis Grizzlies team probably would have gone the other way. Totally different team. It's just a different way to look at it when you have that chemistry. This team does not have chemistry. I don't know if they ever will, because it's one day they look like they're this great team against Boston, and then they look like they did last night against Memphis.
Consistency is tough. Consistency is tough at this age, Momo. What do you think about tonight?
OKC? Yeah. I mean, to me, this is a big pride game.
Huge
like,
pride
you can't game. Lose to Oklahoma City 3 times in a row.
They got banged out by 70.
73.
This year. Whatever. 70-odd. 70 plus. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but like the Lakers have lost to them.
Yeah.
Twice.
More than once. Right.
And I know it's the second night of a back-to-back, and I know they're probably tired from the flight because it's not in the same city.
Nope.
Okay, it's not a home-and-home back-to-back. But you got to get over it. You just do.
They play 2 games in 7 days. They should be rested.
True.
I'm not ever going to question the work ethic of guys, but one of the things, this is the last thing I'll say on this, is that there is something about mental sharpness that I think is missing. It's not like you can say, oh, they don't look like they're trying. I think it's more so what you're saying. There's a fun factor there where guys just aren't as sharp, you know, in terms of the decisions they make, in terms of cuts they make. You know, you said it. They're veterans. They're savvy enough to know how to get in a position to make plays, but if they're not doing it, it's because it's not on their brain the same way that it should be.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I think we all can be professional. Like, I definitely have hosted shows with people who I'm like, halfway through the show, I'm like, I'm a little bored. I mean, no offense. You know, it's not, you know, it happens. And you just try to be yourself and you just
right.
go.
You just stay there.
You just be yourself and you just be bubbly.
Some people you sell out for.
Yeah.
You bring food
right.
for.
Like, I bring food for you, you know? I
Thank
feed you.
You.
But also, I like you. Like, you're
right.
my friend, you know?
I appreciate it,
and but it's also, like, when you're having fun on a show, it doesn't matter how tired you're. Like, I didn't sleep good last night. I woke up a few times.
That's true, too, because
it's,
I was not
going to go back
come,
to sleep.
I was not going to come in the studio until I knew that Momo was coming in the studio. Then I was like, I'll get my car.
Yeah.
I'll make it
And
down
I said, I'll
here.
Bring smash burgers.
Yes. It was great.
I'll bring food. What do you want? I'll
great.
Order it on the app.
All right.
It'll be hot and ready for you. And like, when you're having fun and you have a little charisma and you have a little culture here.
That extra effort.
Yeah.
Lakers got to find that extra gear. Coming up, the Wheel of Questions. We have multiple questions.
Have you done this yet? Have you done
I've
Wheel of Questions?
I've not done this yet.
This can get kind of deep, or it can also be kind of weird.
Okay.
Depends on who's
asking
the question.
Well, it depends on which question we're going to go with here, too. Yeah. Because we need to talk about two separate things that we discussed earlier.
It is a Friday.
It's true, so we could do it all. Mason in Ireland, Clint Yates, Ramona Shelburne, back in a bit. ESPN 710.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mason in Ireland, Clinton Yates, Ramona Shelburne. It's time for the Wheel of Questions, Greg.
You have no idea what's coming, do you?
No, hold on. Let me pull this wheel out from
it's
underneath
just,
the
it's
desk
the wheel.
Here. It's hurt. It's a little crickety. Oh, hold on. I'm going to spin it now. Oh, it's one of those old school
Get
ones.
Ready.
They took it to the wood shop.
Let me tell you the difference here. Sometimes when it's like a John Ireland question, it'll be like, wait, hold on, I'm gonna do it. If it's a John Ireland question, John will be like, so if your best friend told you that he murdered somebody,
oh no,
would you go tell the police?
Right.
And you're like, John, what is this question?
We're on national, anyway.
Gosh.
Anyway, the Wheel of Questions is presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. Got a car that's just sitting around not being used? Bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota, the house of yes. Okay, Greg, so do you present the question of the day?
You can do it or I can for you if you'd like.
You can.
Let's do
it that way. Hold on, though. There's a couple different questions here on the rundown. Now, there's a question we
skipped.
Well,
no, there's a couple different questions on the wheel.
On the wheel,
on the wheel.
Clinton.
Sorry.
Yes,
sorry.
The wheel
I'm
has
looking
the
at the wheel right
so
here.
So now I understand. So when there's a John question, it's always him choosing between a couple of questions from the wheel.
From the wheel.
Yeah.
Right.
And when it's a Mason question, his question will be like, what's your favorite color?
That's a lame question.
Yeah, I know.
All right, George.
That's like Mason.
George.
George, Greg,
in front
you
of
go
me.
First. I know.
Okay, so if you could live anywhere in the world right now, where would you live?
See, that's a good Friday
that's
question.
That's a good Friday
yes.
question.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Not a big world dilemma.
Yeah, it's just something, you know, light, fluffy.
I would probably, like, okay, let's just, first of all, qualifier. Like, let's just say I didn't have to do anything specific.
No.
I could just, you know.
Whatever you want.
All bets are off.
Yes.
You know where I would live?
And you got plenty of money.
Plenty of money. I'd live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Really? Out of everywhere in the world, you're in Nashville.
Maybe not in the world, but I'll just say the country for my own purposes right now. I already live in the place that I want to live in, so I don't have to go too far for that. And I didn't live here before, so, you know, I've already made that move. But I love Nashville, man. Like, not like, and I don't mean like downtown, I'm 45 years old, my kids are old enough to drink, and I'm the one actually getting the most plastered. I don't mean that. I just mean that, like, Nashville has, like, a new sort of, it vibe that is not necessarily directly related to country music, which I have no problem with, but is more just sort of like creatives finding their ways to Nashville.
Okay.
Some other people that we don't necessarily care to talk about, but like I got a couple buddies that live there. I was there for the Nissan Heisman House like a month ago, 6 weeks ago. Had a blast. You know, Nashville's fun. That's my pick. Tennessee.
You just like had a good trip there and you want to move?
No,
live?
I don't want to move. But if I could mythical money live anywhere,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'd probably pick Nashville because that's a different experience than anywhere else.
So
I've
like
ever lived.
How am I taking my family? Am I working?
Whatever you like. This is your choice. You get to, if you want to take your family, you don't have to take your family.
Yeah. No, I would.
Existential questions.
Three.
Right. Coming up.
This is the wheel. You get to make the wheel what you want.
Yes. Let's just say nothing would have to drastically change in your life.
Okay. What city do I love? What? I mean, I would go overseas.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything bad about America. I just... Like,
no.
if we're just having fun with this,
yeah.
I'll get a house.
Get in trouble for this.
I would get a house, and I would go be like a travel writer. I'm just trying to choose between Italy or Greece.
Ah, okay.
Those are.
So we're on the Mediterranean.
Yeah, we're going. I got some med vibes.
Okay, you
got
to go Italy though, because of yesterday.
Because yesterday,
the kiss of the fingers.
You know what though, like. I love the Greek islands. Like I always, and they're real cheap too. Like you go, like if you get a house on Crete, just get a villa. It is not that bad. Like I watch some of those shows. There's a whole on HGTV. It's like Mediterranean life,
bro.
Oh, that is.
I watch those shows all the time. I was watching like Aerial America. Oh, I watch Aerial America every day. That's
yeah.
What I, that's what I was thinking
so
about.
I watch some of those Tennessee overseas ones. Mediterranean life. That gets my escapist fantasies going. I think I would get like a nice house on a Greek island.
There's also a world, Greg, where I could live in like Seoul or like Kyoto for like the rest of my life. Straight.
Wow.
Have you been there?
I've not been, ooh. But my understanding is that it is very much a lot of things that I like. So you got baseball, you got quality food.
Yeah.
You got
lots
like
of baseball.
High
there.
Fashion. I'm in.
Yasiel Puig's right around there.
Yasiel Puig just signed with the Korean team.
Yes.
Did you know that?
The Kaiwoom Heroes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You excited for that?
I kind of am. I actually kind of like the.
You're still a Puig guy?
I mean, yes and no. He kind of like messed with the front office or the clubhouse atmosphere.
Yeah.
But he was fun. He was great. He's a wild horse.
He was fun. Definitely
but I'm moving. I'm going to go all the way up north into Northern California, where this camp that I go to still is. But I'm going into the mountains. There's going to be a log cabin.
You think you're a mountain man, don't you?
Oh, I do. I am a mountain man.
You got
Bergman
beer,
actually
mountain
means
man.
Mountain man.
Really?
It does. It does. Okay.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, it okay. does. Yeah. If you know your, you know, names.
In what language?
I don't
man
know what to call
of
that.
The mountains.
Yes.
In
man
what,
of
in
the
which
mountains.
Language?
I don't know. In the, you know, nameology. I don't know what you call it.
I don't think that's so, true.
It is.
Is it like in German?
It is
or
not my
talking?
Lie today. It is not
it up,
my lie today. Yeah, look it up. It's real. But anyway,
you
I'm going into the mountains.
Yeah.
I'm going to the mountains. I'm living away from everybody. No Wi-Fi. No nothing. I'm just going to be all by myself. Actually, I'm going to have my kid with me.
No Wi-Fi, no nothing.
No, why do you want? Yeah,
I don't need it. I don't need it.
No, come on. Wait, check your phone. Tell me how much time you've been on the phone today.
Are you that?
No, screen time today.
This is why.
No, no, no. But I'm not even talking about your personal habits. I'm talking about your survivability. Are you that skilled in the wild that you could just do without? I don't know, DoorDash or or whatever.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're out there hunting fish.
I do. Well, I
putting
can.
Fires.
I don't normally, but I can. But this is what I do up there every year. I go.
Greg, check your phone. What's your daily average screen time?
Oh yeah, it's down from the 11 hours from yesterday. It's at 10 hours and 57 minutes.
10 hours and 57 minutes. This man's been on his phone.
I dropped 3 minutes from yesterday. Down 7% from last week. Thank you very much.
By the way.
Why, Momo?
That's
this is
terrible.
Why.
Yours is 10 hours today?
No, not today. This
daily
is 10
average.
Hours, the daily average.
What's the number? What's the daily average? Is it the number on top?
Oh, today it's been 5 hours and 12 minutes.
Okay, I'm at 6 hours and 41 minutes.
Today?
For the day?
Yeah. I also play
See?
A lot of games on my phone.
I do
and I
too.
Watch things on my phone, so like, yeah.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
And that's everything after midnight. So like if I was up till 3, you know what I'm saying, watching, which I wasn't, but like if I turn
if?
It on and fall asleep.
Yeah,
right.
There, yeah.
I turn it on and fall asleep.
Okay.
Jorge, where are you going, Jorge?
Oh, dude, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That's a good pick.
Just yeah. chill. That's it.
It's a good pick.
It's expensive.
Yeah. It is expensive.
It is expensive. But you know what's cool? Like, I heard this guy. I was there in the summer, but I heard this guy says, hey, I can watch football at, 7 a.m. and be done by, like, 2.
See? Okay.
See?
That's an interesting point. 7 a.m. is too early for me.
Yeah, me too.
That's too early
I was
me.
Up by, like, 5:30 when I was there. So I'm good.
Okay. I lived there for 2 years, and while I was there, I was done. Sunday night football was over at 5 o'clock at night. I could go to dinner. I could do whatever I want.
Yeah,
I can go night surfing if
exactly.
I wanted to.
See? Night surfing. Okay.
Although if you sleep
you're
until 8, like
in,
the
you're
rest of the
in the mountains
country
and you're night surfing. What are you, Bodhi from Point Break? What's happening here?
I am an FBI agent.
Make a decision, Bodhi. What a great film. God, I love that movie so much. I need to watch that. You a big Point Break fan? No?
Not really.
You know Point Break was one of Keanu Reeves' 3 favorite movies that he made?
Oh.
I would presume it was top 1.
It should be.
You kidding me?
It was great.
Have you seen that movie?
Of course.
Gets to do some fun things in that movie.
I saw the new Point Break, too. It was not good.
Oh, were there like base jumpers or whatever?
Yeah, they're base jumpers. They went to like Angel Falls in Venezuela, and it was just ridiculous.
Huh. I've not seen that.
You don't need to.
You already saw the original. I like seeing bad movies, and that's a big part of who I am. So, anyway, that's the Wheel of Questions. I was expecting something a little bit more, as you said, deeper after Momo warned me, but that's fine. So, we have how much do we have left in this segment?
Couple minutes.
All right, so we're going to ask a separate question here, which is this. Because we got to get to some calls in the next segment. So hang on the line, guys. We're going to get back to your Laker talk, but we have important non-sequiturs to discuss. So this morning, I get up, right? And I'm like, I'm going to go with my breakfast routine. Walk around the corner to my health food shop, get my smoothie, known as a, what's it called? Popeye's Punch, because it's like a spinach kale
Where do you get this from? Give us a shout out.
I can't remember the name of the place.
Oh,
the
Clinton.
I know. I should know the name of the joint.
Okay.
I'll give a shout out later. Also, I don't need people showing up in my neighborhood. But also, I got outside and I was like, yo, it's too cold for a smoothie.
Yeah, it's too cold.
I was like, I can't do. And mind you, it's 50 degrees and I'm from the East Coast. So like I'm used to a certain amount of cold, but I've been here a little more than a year and a half or so. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have been acclimated. When I was back in New York for a couple weeks seeing my girl, it was freezing at all times, and I just could not deal with it. And so my question is to y'all, how cold is cold? Like, is it a number, or do you just know when you feel it, and you're like, yo, it's too cold? Because I knew it was too cold even for me to get a smoothie this morning, Momo.
I don't think it's a number. I think it's – I mean, if I had to put a number, it's a 5 probably. Starts with a 5. Like, where I live in the valley, it started with 4.
Wow.
It was like 45 this morning.
Yikes.
I got up and got the kid out to school, and I was like, oh, I need a jacket. I need a jacket to get out of the car. And my son doesn't want to wear anything. He didn't even want short. He didn't even want pants.
Right.
He's like, I want those shorts, Mom. I'm like, it's 45 degrees. I'm a bad mother to send my kid to school like this. Like,
why that baby ain't got no coat on?
I know. But he won't put it on. Look, I think it's when you step outside. What happens, Clinton, when you have lived here all your life, mm-hmm. you go soft. It changes. It just changes you, and you can't go back.
It's cold out here in these streets, man. I like it because I can wear a couple clothes. I can really start dressing, as they say. But I can't get my smoothies. That's a problem for my offense, Greg.
It's so cold that when I was outside, I was walking my dog this morning. I was in full sweatshirt, sweatpants,
like
shoes because I don't normally wear sandals, but I had to be in shoes. It was so cold. I was like, Lola, you got to go faster.
You know when it's cold? It's when I put a hat on for that walk.
Right. Yeah. Oh, the hoodie was over my head.
Yeah, like, hat and hoodie.
Way too cold. Way too cold. I cannot handle it. It was not
Greg's
good.
Wearing a coat in studio, by the way.
Yeah.
It's cold in here, man.
It is cold in here. It's always cold in the studio.
I tried turning up the heater. It's not working. Just, you know.
I got to figure out a way. I got to figure out a new breakfast plan, though.
What's that?
A real issue for me. The no smoothie in the morning, because it's going to give me brain freeze, is not what I need. That affects my ability to perform when I come in the studio.
So you could get the smoothie and then bring it back inside where it's warm.
Yeah, but then you're like, to me, that kind of kills the vibe because the idea is like you smell the freshness and then you imbibe in the freshness and then you're feeling fresh.
Dude, you are so LA.
Bro.
You are. You've gotten there.
You are so LA. You're like,
they're good.
Wait, is it actually green?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's a kale smoothie, isn't it?
It's spinach. Popeye's Punch. This is what I was trying to explain to you. I didn't even understand why it was called Popeye's Punch for the first like 10 times I had it. I was like,
the spinach part?
Spinach in there, right? Because it's an antiquated, whatever, cartoon. I can't remember what I'm doing right now.
It is cold, though. We've gone soft.
Yeah. I mean,
we got so soft. Like, if my son is like tough enough to go to school in like bare feet, shorts and a t-shirt, and I can't even get a jacket on him, I'm like,
kids don't feel pain.
They don't
feel cold.
They don't
have an understanding of what their threshold is.
He'll sit there and you see the bottom lip chattering. You're like, are you cold? No.
What is this?
Popeye.
Oh, right. I should have known by the foghorn in the beginning. Listen. All right, just because I enjoy a nice spinach, kale, pear, apple,
you're making
ginger
it worse.
Smoothie. Doesn't mean that you people need to be making fun of me.
Yes,
all right?
It does.
I keep the temple tip top.
If I went and told
the
people that you grew up with,
oh,
if I played this for them,
bro,
what would they say?
They would know. They would know. They say that's why he left. They say that, that's why he left.
This is the same dude that wrote a whole article about avocados.
Avocados.
Oh, true.
Exactly, you know, so. Anyways.
Gosh, you just lean in.
Coming up, we got more of your calls on the Lakers because that team does not look good right now. So make sure you hit us up. The question is, do you think this team has any all-stars on it right now? Because right now, it's not looking great. It's Mason and Allen, Clinton Yates, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN 710.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, what fun it is this night. Mason in Ireland, Clinton Yates, Ramona Shelburne, taking your calls on the Lakers, 877-710-ESPN. This has been a nice selection of holiday music so far, Jorge. Just want you to know.
Gracias, gracias.
Very well. All right, we're taking your phone calls. Darwin in Pasadena, what are your thoughts on the Lakers? You're on 710.
The Lakers are going to be all right at when the season really doesn't start till after New Year's. So that's when they'll be diving, and they need to get more out of their big men. They should be able, those big guys should be able to go to the hole and open it up for everybody else. And that's what they're not doing in the offense.
Thank you, Darwin, for the phone call. Do you agree with him? Do you think it's just a matter of time, Momo?
I keep thinking that, and it's still early. And last night was the first time LeBron had played 4 games in a row. And the night before that, it was the first time he played 3 games in a row.
Right.
So there's a lack of consistency that is a huge part of this. But then he's right, they're not getting enough out of the big men. I almost think that if you're going to ride with this Russell Westbrook construction, the 3 stars,
mm-hmm.
you kind of have to do what Houston did a few years ago. Just
play
no big men.
Or just, oh, okay.
Which is go, okay, AD, you're the 5. LeBron, or actually, LeBron, you're the 5.
I was going to say probably.
AD, you play the 4.
Yeah.
And I don't know who the point guard would be, but that's kind of what I would go shopping for.
Okay.
And then Russ, you're the 2, and there's a lot of room out there. So, like, I think that's probably where they're going to end up. You either play slow, you play fast and small, or you play big and slow.
Right.
I don't think big and slow is working too good.
Big and slow is not the recipe for success.
No, not unless Anthony Davis can get in the post and be Shaq.
Sure.
But that's not really his game.
That's not who he is. Right, right. 877-710-ESPN. Chuck in Dana Point. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Chuck. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I followed the Lakers for many, many, many years, longer than you guys have been alive. But the defense last night in the first half, they had too many easy shots. Yep. No all-stars.
Yeah. No, I appreciate
Did you follow them when they were in Minneapolis?
I was going to say, do you have...
Yeah, I'm from Wayzata, same where Trudell's from.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
All right. Long time. We love that show.
I grew up with George Mike and Wade Scoog, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Vern Mickelson.
Appreciate
My dad
that,
worked Chuck. With Mike.
I love
What's that?
No, I was just going to say, I appreciate you calling and repping the old school fanhood. Like, you know what I mean? The NBA is so different now. I think about players... and, like, what they look like now and people who have been following this league for this long, it must be really something to be watching the NBA now.
Well, I agree with him. I mean, it really, when they were playing good against the Celtics, it mostly started on the defensive end.
Yeah.
And when they're flying around the ball, when they have a system and a way of playing, and I think Vogel's kind of trending towards this direction anyway, I think Dwight's going to be the only big guy who plays. Because he knows how to play defense.
And Dwight still has...
He's still spry.
He still has it. Of all the guys that I think their prime looks most like where they are now. Maybe not prime, but like how they approach the game, Dwight's looks closest to, like, I think what his best version even was. You know what I'm saying? Like, then...
I mean, not offensively, but
defensively. Not offensively, but like I think offensively he was a different... I don't know. It's hard to explain. I think he's more effective later in his career as a player because he tried to do less. Anyway, 877-710-ESPN. TJ in LA, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I wanted to mention one or two things. There's a difference between making the playoffs, and there's another difference between making the playoffs to go all the way. And also, I had a question. If the Lakers... happen not to make it this year and win the title, do you guys think that LBJ is going to come back next season? And thank you.
Oh, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a four. What,
everybody else might go someplace, but I don't think LeBron's going anywhere. I mean, look, LeBron's here. I think he's going to retire a Laker.
I think so.
That
too.
Sounds like the plan. Bronny's still in school here. I mean, look, maybe if the Knicks got it together, maybe if the Cavs got real good, somebody could make a tempting.
A third tour of duty with the Cavs? I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to come up with any way I could think of even.
I was in New York for the past couple of weeks and I saw the Knicks play. I don't think that they're getting it together anytime soon.
They're not one trade
they're
away.
They're not a LeBron away.
Here's a question for you then, and answer it if you don't want to, Momo, I understand.
Sure.
But is this going to be the same type of team that LeBron had when he was in Cleveland and they had Dwayne Wade and he traded everybody at the trade deadline?
Yeah, it might be.
You think it's gonna be that type of year again?
It could be. I mean, especially if people are playing like this.
Yeah.
I mean, so nobody is safe at this point.
I mean, look, they signed everyone to one-year deals.
For a reason.
That's why you do that.
Never seen Kendrick Nunn.
Haven't seen him. Hasn't done anything.
You think this team's a Kendrick Nunn away?
No.
Or Trevor Ariza away?
No, I mean, look, what Kendrick Nunn is like, this. To me, what they have for Nunn and Malik Monk is the idea, like, both these guys are heat check guys. Both of them could come in and give them a little offense pop off the bench. And whichever one has going on each night is going to one that's going to play more. Like, they're kind of, you know, you rely on Nunn or Monk, but Nunn has a bone bruise in his knee and hasn't played all year.
Right. No, that's
Monk's
issue.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you something.
Has some moments.
I'm going to read you guys something that made me laugh a lot.
Okay.
Which is, hold on, where did I put it? Dang it, I forgot where it is. Oh, wait, here it is. LeVar Ball, headline. LeVar Ball says LaMelo doesn't need advice from Michael Jordan. Quote, when's the last time he won a championship? This is obviously
1998.
Funny because LeVar Ball is obviously a local legend. LaMelo was obviously playing in Charlotte with the great Michael Jordan.
Amazing.
Your thoughts on this, Momo?
You know, I feel like, first of all, we haven't heard from LeVar in a little bit.
Yeah, LeVar checking in. It's been a while.
Well, because people, they took away his, I don't know, he didn't really tweet that much anymore. And people stopped calling him for interviews all the time,
yes.
Right? It's funny. I can almost write the LeVar Ball quote before he says it. Like, I kind of know what he's going to say next.
It's true.
Like, give me a prompt. I'll do the LeVar quote.
Greg, help me out on this.
Something about Lonzo.
Can Lonzo ever get back to the Lakers?
Oh,
the Lakers would be lucky to get Lonzo back. The Lakers didn't know what to do with Lonzo when they had him.
Is LaMelo the best second-year player in the league?
He's the best player in the league, and I've been telling you that since he was 15, but nobody wanted to listen to me.
Lonzo makes everybody better. That's right. What he's always did all his life.
I'm pretty good at LeVar, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good LeVar. That was close.
So what happens? When are we going to see LiAngelo in the league?
Well, you should have seen him already. I mean, I got two boys in the league. I've been telling you LiAngelo can be in the league, and nobody wants to give him a chance because I think they're afraid I'm going to be right again.
Separately, can I say something? Momo is doing something in comic genius where you don't go with an accent.
No, you have
a bad accent.
No.
Be yourself. This is the Scott Kaplan mistake.
Agreed.
A lot of bad accents thrown out there that don't help the comedy cause. Just letting you know that, Scott, if you're listening. Bad accents, worse than no
There's
accent.
Only one Frank Caliendo.
Right.
Right? And he doesn't even get all the accents right.
It's not easy. It's not easy. So.
All right, LeVar, I got one more. I got one more for you, LeVar. Where can you get all three of your boys together?
Where can I get all three of my boys together?
Ooh, too hard.
No, I got to think of a good – what would he say? In my backyard?
I was gonna say,
in my backyard? If you wanted to, you could have seen it. We could have it. We could play 3-on-5.
Y'all didn't see my reality
show
on Facebook?
We should have played 3-on-5. Line them up. Let's go.
Often does he seek out advice from Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Never.
Play that again. He says it with such gusto.
Oh, so good.
Seek out advice from Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Never.
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 That's great. That's really great.
I should have snuck one of those in.
Never
lost.
Never lost. All right. Coming up.
Can you do LeVar?
I don't love imitating people. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not.
But it's
that
like
good.
I can call the quote
never
right
lost.
There.
You know, I just he's funny.
He's great.
He's a funny dude. He was a character that came along.
Yep.
In Los Angeles basketball's universe.
Yes.
When LA needed him, You know what I mean?
Yes.
This guy was the star of the show for a long time, and he wasn't even the one playing.
And you know what? He went away long enough for us to miss him a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit.
No, no, no. I don't need...
I find him delightful again.
LeVar Ball's the kind of guy that you want to see at the office Christmas party, not at your house.
That's right.
On the holiday.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Okay, that's enough. I'm good now. That was good. I got my fix.
By the way, Santa Slee, 12 Days of Christmas. Coming up. I mean, look, the sleet,
don't look.
The
don't look at the sleet.
I look at it. I look at
it's
it
going to turn to stone.
You can win tickets or sweet passes to the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, which, by the way, is a bowl I would go to. I don't really know what the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl even really is, but that's a good reason for me to show up. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those kind of bowls.
It's at SoFi Stadium. You
right.
should want to
anything
go.
At SoFi is something you would do. You can win Lakers Christmas Day sweet passes, two nice days at Harrah's Resort SoCal, WWE Friday Night SmackDown tickets, or two nice days at Fantasy Springs. ESPN 710, 12 Days of Christmas coming up. We're going to talk about a guy whose name was on the oxygen list for me previously, but it's off now because he's making moves. Kanye West. It's ESPN 710.